Welcome back to the Design to Profit Stories Summer Series. That does not get any easier to say, no matter how many times I say it. We are talking this month with entrepreneurs who are building different kinds of businesses in different niches all around the world. And the goal of this series is really for you to understand that you can build your business any way you want. There is no one way to build a business that is successful. The main thing is that you build it without breaking your life, because it's no fun feeling like you are a slave to algorithms or to having to work on your laptop every minute of every day and not being able to enjoy your life. My next guest is Amanda Dasio of Red Dragonfly Healing. And Amanda is really about the deep work of healing trauma, trauma that has been following you around for your entire life, perhaps. She is naturally gifted through her human design at pattern recognition. Amanda has a very logical design. She's intuitive, she's empathic, and she's able to identify things that her clients often are not able to see for themselves. You know how sometimes you fall into these cycles of something is happening, something is repeating in your life over and over and over again, and for the life of you, you don't know why you keep ending up there? Enter Amanda Dasio. So listen in. Amanda will talk in depth about her human design and human design in general. She talks about healing, little t traumas, big t traumas, emotional, how emotions get stored in the body, all of the things. So welcome in, Amanda Dasio. I am super pleased to get to interview you today on Unjaded.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks, Vicky.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about your human design.
I am a 6-2 manifesting generator with sacral authority, but I'm also a triple split, which is a little more unusual. So it's makes it interesting.
Yeah. So you are a human design practitioner, among other things. So walk my audience through what a triple split means and how you use that.
Yeah. So in human design, you have your centers and your channels. So my centers and channels are like three different islands. They don't connect. And so I have like three different parts of me that don't talk to each other sometimes. And one wants to go one way and one wants to go the other way. And so I have to, what helps me and helps people that are triple splits is being out in public. Like if I go sit at a coffee shop, I don't have to be talking to people, but being around them and getting their energy, it connects my splits. So then my energy can kind of work together. So it's great when I'm trying to get business stuff done and get creativity flowing and things flowing. That really helps me to be out in the world, which is I have to force myself to do because I'm a solo business owner and I work from home. So I'm at home alone. So forcing myself to get out and do work in other public spaces is really helpful.
Mm-hmm. I know that's a lot of times when you're on the Design to Profit calls, you're in, it looks like a garden center / coffee shop. It looks like a beautiful spot. Okay. I'm a split. I just have one gate that will, I have three potential gates, but it only takes one gate. And I find that I have to be out in public sometimes. If I want to get something done and I really know I need to power through, that helps me so much. I can't imagine having that triple split. That must be even more of a challenge sometimes.
It is. And I'm so happy to know it. Mm-hmm. And being a manifesting generator of go, 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 busy, 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 doing all the things. Just having this awareness is so helpful. Like, oh, this is why it's hard to do it when I'm at home. Even if I go sit at a library, like there's still just people around and that still helps if I need to be in the focus and need it to be quiet. So I just love knowing that about myself.
Mm-hmm. So let's dive in on human design here first, before we go to your business. How long have you been in your human design experiment?
6.5 years. It started before then is when I learned about it. Someone told me about it in 2018. And I was like, ooh, that sounds cool. That was my sacral. Uh-huh. Yeah, this sounds juicy and fun. And then life got in the way and I didn't get back to it until about 1.5 years later. And then it came into my world again. And I was like, yes, I'm in. Deep down, the rabbit hole in January of 2020, before the world went crazy. I went down that rabbit hole and have been down there ever since, because it's fascinating and amazing. And the more you learn, the more you know, you don't know much.
Yes, it's like layers and layers and layers. And I find it so interesting when there's people, especially inside the human design space, who think they've got it licked. And I'm like, my God, I'm continually finding more nuances to live into. So did you have like this wild experience when it first came to you? You were immediately taken with it?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I wasn't.
Oh, I was. I was like, wow, just blown away. And I,
And why? What did you learn first about yourself that made you be blown away?
The sacral response.
Okay.
The
Okay.
And I have sacral authority, so I don't have the emotional waves like most
you.
Of you all have, right? I know, I'm grateful.
Thank you, universe.
Right. So I have this instantaneously, and my whole life, that's been overridden.
Sleep on it. Don't make rash decisions.
And or don't trust yourself. Listen to your parents. Listen to your teachers. Listen to everybody else, your doctor, everybody else. Don't listen to yourself. And so that like tool of, hey, I have this internal compass that is right for me. It will lead me in the right direction when I have the right amount of resources, what I have the available energy for. Like, I have this. Like, this is so cool. So that's what just blew me away. And then really tuning into that and diving into that is just amazing. Just amazing.
So you might find this too with generator types that you work with. But I know in my world, I rarely meet someone who has a defined sacral who knows how to use it. It seems to be like, it should be the simplest thing. And it's also the hardest thing because we've been taught not to trust ourselves. And even people who've been in their human design experiment, even people who are in training for, to become a human design practitioner and still come and it's like, they're super embarrassed. I don't know how to use my sacral. Did you have to do a ton of deconditioning on that? Or did you just immediately connect in? Okay, good.
Oh gosh.
I thought you were like an anomaly for a second.
Okay,
good. Good.
Of course. I'm still over 6 years later. I'm still like, because I have an open head. So then the head jumps in and then the guilt or the, you know, oh, but you can't do that because I'm a, I'm a professional people pleaser because I have the open solar plexus. So that jumps in first, the years of conditioning. And then I'm like, no, wait a minute. What did my sacral just say to me? Let's go back to that. And of course, we're human. And no, I can't just listen to everything my sacral says yes to. But it's having the awareness and the discernment. And
that's
at least now I hear it.
And that's such a gift of the second line. The discernment is such a gift of the second line, right?
Yes.
So talk to me about being a manifesting generator. And maybe let's start with your conditioning around being a manifesting generator. Do you have that?
I was raised by my mom, who was a single mom, also a manifesting generator, also a triple split. So it was, it's fine. It was fine for me to have five different jobs and do 9 million different things because that's what my mother has done. My mother has had, I don't know how many jobs she has moved 60 times. Yes. So I went to a different school every year until high school. And I was like, you're not allowing, I'm staying in the same high school. You're going to figure it out, even though we moved. And so that's what I was raised with. I was raised with, you can get a job, you can get a different job. And so that's just, I don't have the, I mean, I was raised that way. So it's, that's normal to me that I've had many different jobs. I never have only had one like full-time 40-hour a week job. I've always had two or three jobs. Even now I have my own business, but I have another job that I work in a crystal store because I just need that for my energy. I need to be in different spaces with different people doing different things. So I'm kind of grateful that I don't have some painful conditioning around that that I know a lot of manifesting generators do when we want to do different things, or we don't finish projects, or we want to move or start a different job or whatever. I had that ability to do that.
That's beautiful. My experience of life is the opposite. Like what most many manifesting generators have that conditioning. And I tell you know, I do a lot of things. And every time I go to do something else, it's a continual deconditioning of, that voice in my head that's like, you can't do that, or oh my God, here she goes again, and all of those things. To the best of my knowledge, by rectifying birth times, I believe, well, I know my father is a manifester with just two, just the will and the throat defined. And I believe my mother to be a projector. It was very much not my experience to go and do all of the things that you're supposed to
I'm
be doing.
sure. I'm
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah. I'm the weird one for sure. So, yeah, I love that for you. And your son is a projector, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And that was amazing learning
I
about
bet.
him because it was my mother and myself manifesting generators, triple
Yeah.
split, go, 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 do all these things. And he's very different than that,
Yeah.
which is wonderful and amazing. And now I know that about him. And it was before he was a teenager that I got into human design. So he's had this amazing awareness and that I know he needs more rest than I do. He needs to just decompress. And he's a pretty open projector. So lots of openness. So it's just amazing that, and my mother now also has this language. I'm so grateful my mother loves human design too, so she's open to it, and it's helped us understand my brother as a reflector, and it's
Oh,
amazing to
wow.
understand
Okay.
him. Like, oh, okay,
Yeah.
yeah.
Imagine his experience of growing up. Well, you don't have to imagine because you were there, but yeah,
Oh,
that
yeah.
makes, yeah.
Yes, they've been able to heal. My mother and my brother have been able to heal
Through
a lot of
human
their
design.
relationship through human design, and my mother and myself, we've healed so much because now we have this language. That's what's so great about human design. It's a language that then I can show my mother her chart and my chart. Like, look, you have this, and this is
Yes.
how it expresses for you, and I have this, and this is how it expresses for me, which is very different. And we can have a conversation about it. And this is how my brother is, and this is why you scared him
Yeah.
because of your
Oh.
energy, and he was so open. And
Yeah.
so we just have this language. It really has healed so much of our past family traumas and wounding, which has just been awesome. I'm so grateful.
So speaking of trauma and wounding, this is your specialty in your business, I would say. Talk to me about what it is that you do in your business.
It sounds funny to say, but I love to talk about trauma. I really do. I love, because it's not something that we talk about, right? People don't like to talk about it. People don't like to talk about the pains and the awfulness that can happen in people's lives, and especially childhood. I'm here for it. I can talk about it. And when I had an astrology reading, and she was like, oh, yeah, you talk about the hidden stuff and the taboo. And I said, yeah, I do. Like, I really love it. And I can hold people in that space. And it's not to relive it. You don't have to talk all about it and relive it and get back into that pain. I'm all about clearing that energy that's trapped there. We repattern it, we release it. So, I help women connect the dots. I'm really good at connecting dots. So I help women connect the dots between their past experiences, their current challenges, and their future possibilities. And we uncover their hidden patterns so that she can step into her conscious power. We all have power, and oftentimes we were taught to be
Definitely.
afraid of it or push it down or don't be too much. Don't get too big for your britches.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, right. But we can, I love to clear out these old hidden patterns, hidden things that we all have in our life. And Release them. You don't need them anymore. You needed them when you were five, right? To keep you safe and keep you alive. You don't need it anymore. You're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, right? Like, you don't need that running the show anymore. So that's what I do in my business, Red Dragonfly Healing. I love it. I use human design. I use emotion code. I use biofield tuning, which is sound healing with tuning forks. I use EFT tapping. I'm a manifesting generator. Yeah. I have 17 tools, right? Bring forth lots of different things. So
can you walk us through, obviously anonymously, but kind of a case study? Like, let's say that someone came into your world and was struggling with, you can even make it up, but someone's struggling with what? And then how do you help them and what's on the other side?
Oftentimes people, my clients don't know what they're struggling with.
Problem unaware.
They don't know.
Yes.
Right. They don't know. They don't know why they found me. They don't know why they come to me. They just are like, I just need to be here. I hear that all the time.
Okay.
I just needed to make this appointment.
Wow. Okay.
I hear it over and over.
Yeah.
And or people that have, I have session packages, right? So they'll have a package and then they'll just like save them. And then they'll be like, oh, I need a session. And they'll book it maybe for a couple weeks out. And then when we have that session, they're like, oh gosh, I needed this exactly today. And they didn't know when they booked it, but it's all right. Exactly. Our intuition. I always talk about that too. I want everyone to know and trust their intuition. It's really connecting the dots. I just, in human design, I have three of my four channels are in logical circuitry, which is maybe a little more advanced topic in human design. Yes.
Yeah. We have fun on calls with that because Amanda always catches me on something with her logic and I'm more abstract and individual. So yes, sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. And I appreciate that you have that awareness of me because my life, I have a lot of wounding around that of people like, oh, yeah. Amanda, you're just so nitpicky. Like, or right. Oh, you're OCD or whatever. Like I've had so much trauma around that.
Yeah.
And learning my human design, like, hey, this is my superpower.
Yes.
I'm really good at this. And I love, Vicky, that you see that in me. And so, you know, if I say like, hey, Vicky, you're not recording, that you don't take that as me belittling you or shaming you or anything. It's just my logical circuitry. Like, hey, I know you want to record this, just hit record.
Well, and I also love how sometimes I will be going in my abstract way of circling around the mulberry bush, and then you will bring me back to, but what was this thing over here again? Because you need it like in black and white for you. And I love that you can like pull me back to that when it needs to be pulled back. So it works really well. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for seeing that in me. My second line is happy that you see that. You see that in me. So I appreciate that as well. So I see these patterns and I can see how pain and trauma in my client's childhood, I just see it, how this happened in your childhood and this is what's happening in your life now. And do you see the connection? And they're just the light bulb that goes off in their head of like, oh, I never thought about that. And so that is what happens almost all the time with my clients of just of connecting those dots and showing them it's just a vibrational frequency that they're putting out. We all do. We all have, right? Our vibrational frequency we're putting out and you're going to match your outer reality is going to match that. So my core wounding is abandonment. I had that a lot in my childhood. And so that's my frequency. So I bring situations to me that bring up my frequency and core wounding of abandonment. It's getting less and less as I'm doing my healing work. Right. But showing people, oh, you had this, and this is how it's showing up in your life currently. And let's shift it and change it so it doesn't show up anymore.
And how are you shifting it with them? Is that the sound healing? Is that where that comes in?
Yep, sound healing with biofield tuning and emotion code, which is releasing trapped emotions, and EFT tapping. I love EFT tapping. It's so fun and simple and easy, and anyone can do it. It's just a great way to, I mean, the scientific studies on tapping are numerous and robust of how it really can shift your physical body and your chemicals in your brain and your body so quickly. So I love doing that.
Because a lot of the work that you do is on releasing emotion from the body, because we know that emotions don't just get stored by bringing in experiences that are like that. They actually live in your body. So someone has a sore hip, someone has a whatever, there is an emotional root cause to that. Okay.
Yes, that's my belief, and that's my experience in all the work that I've done with hundreds of clients is everything, every pain, every ailment, every goal you're not meeting goes back to a experience, a trauma, a emotion that got trapped in your body at some point in time in your life. And I still have many.
Yeah.
I'm certainly I have not healed myself. I've healed many layers, yes, but I still am doing my inner work as well, as I think all healer practitioners are. At least we should be, because we all have work to still keep clearing and healing and working on. But I just love doing that. And that's just a gift of mine that I found out through my human design, that I see these patterns and I am great at helping people repattern theirs so they can step into their power.
I love that you're so open about your own healing journey as well, that it continues, because I feel like there are so many people in the spiritual space that, whether they mean to or not, the impression that they give is that they're done. The impression that they give is that they're healed. Like, I've healed that. I hate when I hear those words, I want to run the other way anytime I hear that. Well, I've healed that. I doubt that very much. Like, no. Because it's like we've said, layers and layers and layers. So I love that you're openly saying, no, I've still got my own work to do too, and that you're actively
Yes.
doing the work.
Yes. Oh gosh, yes. Yes. A example that I saw that really blew my mind and that I love to share is if you think about a spiral, and I'll try to describe this for those of you that are just listening, but a spiral that goes downwards like a funnel. Right. So the top ring is quite big, and then the ring below it is a little smaller, and the ring below it's a little smaller and a little smaller and all the way down. Right. So healing is kind of like that. When we start to heal, we're at that top outer ring that's huge and big and round, and there's a lot to do, and it takes a long time to get around. And then maybe a few years later, the same situation is you're like, oh, I healed that. And the next this situation comes up again, and then you're like, oh, I'm triggered again. Why am I triggered? But you've gone down to that next layer and you go around that circle a little bit quicker. And then you go down to the next layer the next time you get triggered. And you're like, I thought I healed this. But as you go down, you go through it quicker and it's less to do because those rings are getting smaller and smaller. And that really was profound for me to have that awareness.
That's such an excellent analogy for it. I love how you explained that. Alvin, just hold for a second. Sorry, did you hear my dog start barking? Okay, good. A taxi pulled into my driveway and I don't know why. Now he's trying to back out on the highway. I'm just going to wait a second in case the dogs are.
I didn't hear the dogs at all.
Okay. Well, hopefully he doesn't get hit. I'll hit by a car backing out the highway. Okay. Good Lord. Okay, so who are your favorite clients to do this work with? What kind of people find you naturally?
So this is a funny story, and this also is with human design. When I learned human design and I learned how my son and I are different types and need different things, I was like, yes, I want to work with parents and children. I have my college degree is in child development and child care. And I was like, oh, perfect. So that's what I wanted to do. And I took lots of trainings on that in human design. And then at one point in time, I had to, I think it was through taking CBD, content by design with you, Vicky, last year. Be like, okay, look through your last, 10 clients you had or something like that. So I looked through my last clients and they were all in their 60s and most of them did not have children. I was like, oh, isn't that interesting? Huh. So who's coming to me is not at all what my brain thought I was going to be doing. And I really hadn't had that awareness that that's what was happening. So most of my clients are in their 50s and 60s and women, and I think now, and most of them don't even have children, which is really funny, but I think it's because they are entering, thinking about retiring or in retirement, or if they did have children, their children are grown and moved out of the house. And they're now in this time of, wait, who am I? Like, who am I? Like, what do I want to do? What do I want to be? What do I want to heal? Like, and we're in our whole collective consciousness on the planet has shifted. And we now have this awareness that we can do our inner healing. It didn't exist 50 years ago. There was no one was healing. Suck it up, buttercup. You're fine. Have a beer. You're okay. It didn't exist. So our parents couldn't teach us back then about healing because it just wasn't around. Now it's here. And now we have this awareness that, oh, maybe I do have some stuff in my life that I want to look at and heal. So, and they don't even know what it is. Most of my clients have no idea. They just know something is off and there's more. And so many of us are feeling this actually right now. And with the planets are always doing something, but right now in 2026, the planets are doing some big stuff. So we're all feeling this. Most of us are feeling this, like something's next, something's coming, something's changing, something's shifting. And so even if you don't know what it is, that's okay. It's knowing that you're ready to start doing your healing, even if it's a start, or if you've been doing your healing work for a while, you're going to go to deeper layers that you haven't before.
Yeah, and I believe that to be in service of the collective. There's a rise of healers on the planet right now.
Yes, for sure.
So a few things come up for me around that. One thing is, who better than a sixth line to walk this path with these women in their 50s and 60s? Like, it just seems so perfect for your design. And you have this life trajectory of really understanding that there's something bigger. Maybe not always knowing what it is, but just having this vision that there is something bigger for yourself and for others. I want to also just kind of backtrack for a second because this is a really common experience. And I just love to normalize things here on Unjaded for people because so many times entrepreneurs think they're doing it wrong or they're the only one this is happening to. And most people have this niche in their mind, this person in their mind they're going to serve. And they oftentimes, I've been guilty of this too. Not that it's something to be guilty of, but I've done this too, where you do a whole, you put the train in motion for the whole thing that you're going to do. Mine was for working with kids with ADD and ADHD when I was in nutrition. And, fast forward thousands of dollars on a website, all the things. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's not actually who's coming to me. So if you are listening and that's happening in your business, it's okay. The universe is going to guide you to the people. They're going to guide the people to you that you're for. And you, on some level, at some point, you just got to let it happen. But that's a really good practice to actually go through who is actually finding you, who's commenting on your posts, who's answering your emails, who's booking sessions with you, because it may be very different than who you have stuck in your brain that it is. It happens to almost all of us. So I love that you said that.
Yeah, it was eye-opening, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it gave me clarity too of And it's okay to shift. And it's okay to, like, okay, this is who my target audience is, clearly, because it's who's coming to me.
And I love that you use that word clarity, because for second line, so we're both second lines, such a trip never having that clarity of your gifts, that like it's just So I love when the universe shows you things that you can kind of sink your teeth into.
And the universe is showing you things all the time. So if you're paying attention and aware of it, the universe is always showing you something. And so having the aware, it's not just a coincidence. It's just, it's have the awareness. I will say, like, okay, I need such and such. How you came into my world, Vicky, it was just that. I was working with my mother, was helping me on my business, which is amazing. And I was like, gosh, I just need like a business coach that knows human design. I didn't want to hire a business coach. Like, I need somebody that knows human design. Literally the next day, you sent an email. I got an email from you. I'd been on your email list. I'd watch your free things. Literally the next day, you said, I'm starting Content by Design. I'm opening it up right now. And I was like, oh, a business coach that knows human design, my prayers are answered. And that was January, February of 25. And I mean, I've worked with you now for this year and a half, and you've completely changed the trajectory of my business. Which I know I've said many times before, but really, I mean, you were what I needed at that moment. And continually, I mean, in this past year and a half, but at that moment, I said to the universe, like, gosh, I just need a business coach that knows human design. Bam, there you were in my email.
There you go. Your wish is granted, the universe says.
Yes, yes. And just, sorry, just recently, I'm ready to take like this next step in my business. I need something else. I didn't know what. And the universe brought me another business person, and she's rocked my world. And we've created these amazing new offerings together. And she was exactly who I needed in that moment too.
I love that.
And so
Love
now it's
that.
funny. Now I have Vicky in my head, and I have this new business lady in my head, like, which is great though. But it was in perfect divine
Perfect
timing.
timing, always. So in the last year and a half, you've gone through Content by Design, which is really focused on, it's really more than messaging, it's your voice. And I know that you had a lot of stuff to work through, because I'm going to like go around the mulberry bush, but as a second line, it has taken me a long time to really understand the depth of what it is that I do, because Content by Design, I think I've launched it 5 or 6 times now. And at first it was really about content, really about creating content. And then the more times we go down the track with it, the more I realize, oh my God, it's about voice. And there was a lot for you around, especially the sixth line, I think, conditioning of like, oh my God. And you're in this like period of your sixth line where it's a little bit difficult right now. You're approaching your Chiron return. You're going to be coming off the roof. Weird human design language, if you're listening, I know. But there's a lot going on for you. So, can you speak to some of the conditioning that you had on your voice?
Oh, so much.
Where do I
Where
start?
do I
Gen X girl.
Right, exactly. So much. Content by Design was, it was just amazing. And it really was, yeah, so much about my voice and my wounding around that. And having the awareness and just diving into, gosh, what you did in there. I mean, it's just every week in Content by Design of the specific gates we had to look at and where our core wounding was and how, and then reading more about that, like, oh, like it just was eye-opening and eye-opening. Everything that I would look at just was so amazing. And it's just given me, like I said before, like the language of like, oh, and I remember going through homework and Content by Design like the core wounding piece, and reading about that gate, and then talking with my mother of like, oh, this is why I did the things that I did and why she thought everything was great and wonderful. And I'm like, oh, but this was in my trapped in my voice and why I couldn't speak and I couldn't share what was happening to me. But my mom's perception is that, like, when I was a teenager, like everything was great. And like, oh, but I couldn't. And so now I have this awareness of, oh, I will speak when the timing is right for me. And I won't do it before then. And I will share my information and my secrets when the time is right and not before then. And so that was huge. And now learning that and learning, gosh, there was just so much. I'm just thinking about all the different pieces I learned about the wounding around my voice. I have the money line. It's the channel that goes from the will to the throat, the 2145. There's a lot of conditioning in there of seeing and wanting things to be for my people, my tribe, and how that was shut down and not allowed for me. But now I can step into that. I'm like, yeah, okay, I want it to be in service. I want my tribe to be good and strong, my clients, whoever you consider your tribe to be. So my clients are definitely my tribe. And so, yes, healed, got clarity around lots of my voice and wounding around that. So definitely that came through. I learned a lot in CBD around that.
I think one of the biggest things that you've done in D2P, and correct me if I'm wrong, Design to Profit, but very early on in your first year in D2P, you created a beta for your group program. So you created and sold your group program. I remember how excited you were, like, oh my God, it actually sold. Yay. And you were
It
excited the whole time you were delivering it. So you knew you were on track
was
with something. Where are
amazing.
you at with your group program now?
Well, it's shifted because
Always.
that's what we do, right? So I loved it and I learned so much and with D2P and learning how to promote it and sell it before you build it and all Vicky's words of wisdom.
Was that hard for you selling it when you panic?
Yes.
Okay. What was going through your
Yes.
head selling it before you created it?
Oh, because I'm a perfectionist and I need to create everything first and have it be amazingly perfect. Okay, I should say recovering perfectionist. So yes, that was super challenging for me, but I did it your way, the way that you suggested, and it did work great. So
And once you
I
got into it, how was the delivery process as you were
great,
delivering
great.
for the group on live? Okay.
Yes, and that also in human design, being a manifesting generator, needing to respond. Like, I love how you always say, like, you being in the room with people, I mean, the Zoom room, right? But being in the room with people and having something to respond to. And that has been really great learning that about my human design. Like, yes, I do need to be in the Zoom room with people to have something to respond to. And then I get all juiced up and excited and can talk for hours. So, delivering the group program live in that way definitely did that. And I did build it as we were going through it, which was fabulous. So yes, I have a new offering, a shorter offering, but I have that coming out very soon. So that
Yay.
is exciting as well, kind of rebranded, not rebranded too much, a little bit. Hidden language. It's all about the hidden language. So I have the hidden language of your body, which is my free decoder to decode messages from your body. And then I have the hidden language of you, which is a amazing human design report that you have never seen before that will knock your socks off because it is awesome. And then the hidden language of healing is going to be my course that will be coming up very soon. So, because I love this hidden language, our body is always talking to us, and our soul and our being. So I uncovering the hidden patterns is what I love to do. So
I
that's
love
what I'm
that.
bringing forth.
Yay. And who is that for? Who is that course for? Or that whole pathway for?
Women over 40 is my target audience, but really anyone that is ready to do some healing work. It's deep. It's some deep healing work. This isn't surface. This is, I go deep.
And you have that as a second line and with your gate 48. And I think, well, how would you make people understand that healing work actually is deep work? I'll leave that for you to describe, because I think a lot of people come into sp the spiritual space especially, or human design, and they think it's going to be easy, or they think it's going to be, yeah, I don't know. But there are times where it will bring you to your knees.
Yeah, I make people cry. I mean, it's healing. Tears are healing. Tears are very healing. And if you don't want to do deep work, don't work with me.
Yeah, you're here for the women who are really ready
Yes.
to change things for themselves.
Yes. I mean, I make people cry that say they haven't cried in years or decades or and it's just a safe space for people to feel those feelings and know that they'll be held and they're allowed. Those feelings are allowed. They're allowed to be seen. It's safe to be seen. It's safe to cry and release. It's just a release. So it's just a release. And the awareness that they receive after that is just profound.
And are you doing this work in person and on Zoom, or one or the other?
On Zoom.
On Zoom, all of it?
Yep. Yep. I do everything on Zoom. Yes.
I didn't realize. I
Yes.
thought there was an in-person
Yes.
component as well, so that's interesting.
I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as you can probably tell from my accent. I do have a space. I do a few things in person, but not too much. I do teach a few classes here in person, in Milwaukee, but most everything is done on Zoom. And I know some people think like, oh, well, I want the in-person experience. I can't do deep healing work over Zoom when you're thousands of miles away. Okay, well, that's simply a belief that you have. But I've had hundreds of people work with me on Zoom and that have had deep experiences. And what I always say, like we all have a cell phone, right? That connects to nothing. This is not connected to anything. And yet you can have a Zoom call, you can watch a video, you can talk with somebody on the other side of the world right now. And we have a belief and we have a trust that that phone is going to work. Right. So when I am working with a client, I have a belief and a trust that they are right here with me and I am working with them. And it works. It's all energy. It's all energy. So yes, it works just the same.
So I'm going to switch gears back to D2P to finish us off with a couple of questions. You renewed after a year. You stayed with us in D2P. Why is that? What do you get out of D2P? Design to
Because
profit. We talk in acronyms all the time. I forget.
I love you, Vicky.
Well, I love you back, but surely there's more to it than that.
To have when you're a solo entrepreneur doing this gig by yourself, it's lonely and it's frustrating. All the stupid tech pieces and trying to make everything talk to each other and work with each other, is really frustrating. So having a group, having this amazing D2P community that we can talk and we share and like, hey, have you tried this program? Yep, that works great for me. Hey, have you done this? Yep. Oh, I'm having a trouble in this. Like that tech piece is really helpful. And Andrea,
Yeah.
your OBM Andrea
Yeah.
is amazing. Like, I've had so many great conversations with her. She's really great about the tech. I know she has more information on the tech than you're not as big a fan on all the tech as she
Yeah.
is. So
Well,
she's
I think
given
it was
me.
you that spent an entire call. You were the only one who showed up on one of the co-working office sessions. So you got her like all to yourself for an hour and a
I
half. That must
did.
have been crazy.
It was
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I didn't come in with any questions, but I was like,
Here we
no one else
go.
is here. All right, Andrea, give me your
You're
thoughts on
mine.
all of
Yeah.
this. So it was wonderful. But I love seeing everyone's progress too. And it helps me to see when other people are struggling, which that may sound weird, but to know I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that like wants to throw my computer out the window sometimes. Like, okay, we all go through this. And then I do some tapping. And it's okay. It's okay. I do my EFT tapping. It's okay. It's okay. I'll get through this. And to see the progression of how our businesses are growing and what we've gone through, and how you can look at our copy and say, okay, change this. Okay, where's your so that? All right, change this, add this. What about this? And you give us these great ideas. And even if it's not me on the call that you're working with and you're working with somebody else, I still get great information from you working with other people and me watching
Yeah, I
that.
notice you take notes a lot. Like you've got your left facing arrows in your variables. So yeah, you're always
Have
taking notes. Yeah.
this is my D2P notebook. This is my
Yeah.
second notebook. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm always taking notes. It's how I don't remember things auditorily very well. So I know that, and I know taking notes, and then I go back and I got my colored markers and arrows and go back to this and do this.
Completely opposite of my quad right design, and I love it. Yeah, I love it so much. So, who do you think is do, bleh, who do you think Design to Profit is for? Someone's listening and they're thinking, you know, I keep hearing about this. I've been hearing about this for 10 episodes now. Is it really for me? Who is it for?
Yes. Well, I'm a solo business entrepreneur, and it gives me such a great community. So, if you're looking for a community, if you want to learn more about your human design, because Vicky brings in pieces of that human design, your personal human design, and how your personal human design and how your business work, how you show up in your business through your human design. I'm getting tongue-tied here, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate. Yeah.
Yes. It's so helpful. I just love the support and the nurturing that D2P I get from it, from you, but also from the other people in it. We're like a little community, which is just
Yeah.
great. And it's fun. I am One of the ladies is creating a card deck
Yes.
of human design, and I just saw that one of the other ladies is her cover model on the front of the deck,
Oh,
which is like,
nice.
oh, that's
Yeah.
really fun to see
Yeah.
how people are connecting, and it's fun to see we live all over the world, and when our members go to a different city and meet up with other members in that city and see there that they got to meet in person is super fun as well. So,
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun. I'm like all I'm over here in Canada. We do have some Canadian members as well, but yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Amanda, today. I truly appreciate you. And where can people find you?
So my business is Red Dragonfly Healing. I'm on website, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. All the places, all the things, it's all the same. Red Dragonfly Healing. Yes, I am grateful for you, Vicky. Thank you so much for all of your help and guidance and support over this last year and a half, and for continuing on. I'm grateful. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for being here. If you too are craving community, a supportive community in your business, if you're ready to build your business according to your human design so that you don't break your life as you're building it, and you're really ready to set up the foundation that lasts, then consider joining us inside Design to Profit, aka D2P. The link is in the show notes for you, and I've got some great bonuses for you this month when you join. One of them is a human design crash course, and another is an hour-long session with me. You will quickly find that these two things alone are worth more than the yearly admission into Design to Profit. So wouldn't now be a great time to join us inside? You've got one more quarter to kick it in 2026, and I would love to do this with you.